Kellogg, Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. May 13th, 1903. Kellogg. My dear brother, I had almost forgotten that I ought to write to you in regard to lending Edson some money to assist him in publishing a book that he is getting out. He told me that you would be willing to lend him some money, were it not that you had promised some to me to help in purchasing the Potts Sanitarium in San Diego. I wish to say, Brother Kellogg, that I am afraid that nothing can be done in regard to the purchase of this property until someone who thoroughly understands the matter can be on the ground to take charge of the business. I wish that the property could be purchased, but this seems impossible at the present time. Those on the ground do not seem to be in a position to handle the matter, and I dare not take the responsibility of urging them to go ahead. I think that I shall let this matter rest where it is, for I cannot take the responsibility as I once felt that I could. We thought that perhaps the question of purchasing this property would be taken up at the General Conference, but nothing was said in regard to it. I am carrying a heavy burden for the work and cause of God. As I see the lack of principle manifested, and the feeble faith that is shown in the message that means so much to us, I am filled with fear. I am now obliged to write some things in regard to the danger of carrying the health food business and the restaurant work to extremes. I have written that restaurants should be established as a means of bringing those who know the truth into touch with the people of the world, and of providing opportunities of reaching these people with the message of present truth. Should those attending these restaurants reform in their habits of eating, they would be better prepared to listen to arguments in favor of the truth. But if by the restaurant work there is not awakened a deep and living interest in the things of eternal importance, what is gained by the work? Christ is hungry for souls, hungry to see those for whom he gave his life receiving the blessings placed within their reach. Shall he have died for them in vain? Satan will use every opportunity to seduce men from their allegiance to God. He and the angels who fell with him will appear on the earth as men, seeking to deceive. God's angels also will appear as men, and will use every means in their power to defeat the purposes of the enemy. We too have a part to act. We shall surely be overcome unless we fight manfully the battles of the Lord. It is in order that those who love God and keep his commandments may have as little hindrance as possible in their advancement in the heavenward way, that they are warned not to live in the cities. If by our restaurant work souls are not won to the truth, what is gained by entering so largely into this work which must be done in the cities? Will the result justify the effort put forth? Will it pay for our young men and young women to spend their time and energy in providing and serving food for worldlings while they make no effort to save their souls, no effort to lead them to see the light of present truth? Christ said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." John 8, verse 12. Those who walk in the light of my example, becoming my servants, my imitators, through faith and trust in me, will become sons of God. A word further in regard to the point I mentioned at the beginning of this letter. I ask you to lend Edson the money that he needs in order to publish the book that he is getting out. With this book, he desires to help the Southern work, and if you can lend him some money now, it will be a great help to him. I am carrying a very heavy load of debt, much of which I incurred in my effort to establish the work in Australia on right lines. I have been given light that I should own the plates of my books, that I may plan wisely for their wide circulation. The Review and Herald owns the plates of several of my books, and I wish to ask you, my brother, whether you would be willing to lend me some money to buy back these plates. I should indeed feel thankful if I could arrange this matter with the Review and Herald. I ask the money as a loan, and I will pay you again, for the Lord will favor me. I have not forgotten the money that I owe you. When you want it, you shall have it. I must stop now, and I will ask Willie to write you more fully regarding this matter.